From Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Larry McCarron is here. I'm Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. Please welcome Mike McCarthy. And Mike, were there issues with the offense? It sure didn't look like it in Chicago. What a performance.
Yeah, offensively, we came out, wanted to be aggressive, really just play fast. Conceptually, we were pretty, straightforward. Really starts up front like it always does. I thought our pass protection was outstanding. The ability to extend plays. I think we had 9 extended plays. And Aaron was on fire. So we caught the ball very well. Pass protection, ran it when we had to. We were, 38 points in 20-something minutes. So it's that's pretty good production.
Mike, talking about Aaron a little more. 22 of 28, 302 yards, 151 and change, quarterback rating, 4 touchdown passes. As the head coach and his boss, what do you say to him? I mean, nice game just doesn't do it, does it? I mean, how do you go about addressing that?
No, I mean, he played a great game. I mean, it's a great game. But his personality, he's continued to find ways to challenge him. So we told him he should have had 6 touchdowns. So, but no, he was outstanding. I mean, just to go – anytime you go to an opposing stadium and play at that level, it's special and it's unique.
Let's talk about the defense. How do you look at that side of the ball? 17 points, 2 takeaways, and you'll win a lot of games allowing 17 points. But on the flip side, the Bears gained almost, 500 yards. How do you look at the defensive performance?
Well, you look at it really in 2 halves. Just the things they did to us in the run game. They hit us with a couple schemes that we hadn't seen. And really just the way we reacted to them early was not quite right. So I thought at halftime, the players were very even keeled. There was no panic at all. And frankly, we were focused on making big plays and taking the ball away. And that's what our defense did in the second half. And obviously, it was a huge factor in the game.
Speaking of big plays, Mike, you averaged better than 10 yards per pass. Was it a conscious effort to get the ball down the field, or is that just kind of how it broke out?
Well, we came into the game, initially to throw the football. That was our game plan. And then we wanted to settle into the run game. But, it was working, and we stuck with it.
Okay, they get 235 yards rushing. You guys get 56. Is that you have to run the football stuff? Is that gone by the wayside? Is that kind of passed everything by, that whole run the football, run defense in today's game?
No, I don't think so. You need to run the football, and you need to stop the run on defense. So that'll never change. Let's be honest. We played at an extremely high level on offense, and then once we were able to get the lead, I thought our defense was really able to play downhill and create the turnover opportunity. Not only do we have the 2 takeaways, we had 1 Micah probably had, and Tremont, had a close one there too. So if we can get the game to go that way, particularly with the offense in front, I think it really plays to our defense.
How big of a momentum swing was it before the half, Mike, when HaHa Clinton Dix kept Martellus Bennett short of the goal line and Micah Hyde is right there and it's inconclusive?
It's a huge play. I mean, it's a touchdown. So, obviously they had momentum going in at halftime. We knew we had the ball coming out. So, I mean, clearly one of the biggest or the biggest play in the game.
Mike, not a lot of yards rushing, but a very impressive attitude play was your first touchdown. Eddie Lacy from the 2. You look at the interior of the Bears defensive line. All of them had their rear ends in the end zone when that thing was over. That said something.
Absolutely. I mean, that's something that we, frankly, if we had had the ball more time, we would have probably ran at them a little more. But, that was a very impressive play.
Kind of something unusual for the second time in NFL history. Neither team punted. Would you take that any day of the week? Is that a very positive thing?
Well, I'll take half of it any day of the week. I'm about the other half. But, as long as we're getting the takeaways, and I think the key to that statistic is, we were +2 in the turnover ratio. So, because that's how we were able to take away, and I think I had one or two series on fourth downs and then on fourth downs. So, I like not punting, but I like to see our punt return out there, during the game.
Mike, had a couple touchdowns called back due to penalty. I wanted to ask you in particular about the Devontae Adams catch. Number one, Aaron Rodgers, you look at that video, his body and the way it was contorted and being able to put enough mustard on that ball to beat two defenders, two Adams, that was incredible. But the part I wanted to ask you about, Corey Linsley is a very stout player, your center. And he's strong enough to put people on their back. And sometimes when officials see players go to the ground, they're a little quick with the flag. How'd you feel about that? I think he sometimes gets watched because he puts guys on the dirt.
I mean, does the commissioner watch our show?
He's got bigger fish.
We won't send him this
right now.
I'll just say this. The officials didn't have as good a day as our offense did. That's for sure. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's any time a player goes to the ground, you'd hope that the official seen the whole action. I think in that case, Corey, it was an excellent finish by Corey. I mean, he got a plus on the play, if you're curious, so he was not graded down for that play.
All right.
Thank you.
There you go. We solved that problem. Next up, our special guest, Randall Cobb, with two touchdowns. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.